A victory for the Prime Minister, but far from convincingly.
The vote in favour of having confidence in Boris Johnson as leader was 211 votes, and the vote against was 148 votes. And therefore, I can announce that the Parliamentary Party does have confidence. Yeah.
A raucous reaction from Boris Johnson's supporters, but there's no disguising the enormity of the 148 MPs who voted against their own leader.
I think it's a convincing result, a decisive result, and what it means is that as a government we can move on and focus on the stuff that I think really matters to people.
Mr. Speaker,
recent feverish speculation about Boris Johnson's political future had been relegated somewhat by last week's four-day national holiday in honour of the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. But the public booing which greeted the Prime Minister at Friday's service of thanksgiving for the Queen was an ominous indicator. A random sample of London commuters confirms a certain degree of public disillusionment.
So I thought that was so telling, actually, that he got booed. I think that was almost like, that felt like a turning point to me, actually.
Despite securing a solid 80-seat majority in the general election just 2.5 years ago, Boris Johnson has endured months of controversy and criticism which have steadily undermined his authority. Chief among them, the Partygate saga, where Johnson and many of his staff were found to have flouted COVID lockdown rules at Downing Street gatherings. Johnson became the first PM judged to have broken the law while in office. The official inquiry into those events criticised a lack of leadership.
The British public are fed up with a Prime Minister who promises big but never delivers, fed up with a Prime Minister who's presided over a culture of lies and law-breaking at the heart of government, fed up with a Prime Minister who is utterly unfit for the great office that he holds.
It's a victory for Boris Johnson, but hardly a ringing endorsement of him and his leadership. One commentator on Monday said Johnson's appeal within the party was a mile wide, but just an inch deep, and so it seems. Johnson himself will undoubtedly battle on, fighting tooth and nail to retain his grip on power, but his options are rapidly dwindling. The current rules mean it will be at least 12 months before a new confidence vote can be called. But questions about the Prime Minister's judgment and credibility remain. And precedent shows that surviving a confidence vote often represents only a stay of execution for Tory leaders rather than a full reprieve. Paul Brennan, Al Jazeera, Westminster.